From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. After 4 long days of misery, help arrives in New Orleans. Military vehicles in a long convoy rolled through flooded streets, bringing food, supplies, and the National Guard. The government says some 15,000 Guard troops and thousands of other military and civilian workers have reached the Gulf Coast region. Today, President Bush acknowledged that the government response to date had not been acceptable, but after touring the devastated region, he said he saw signs of progress.
This is a storm that's going to require immediate action now. I'm pleased to report, thanks to the good work of the Adjutant General from Louisiana and troops that have been called in, that the convention center is secure. One of the objectives that we had today was to move in and secure that convention center and make sure the good folks there got food and water. The caravans, the bus caravans, are continuing on, as is the airlift.
The president again called for a national response and for people to donate money to the relief effort. Several events still conspired today to add to the tragedy: an explosion, a fire, and there's also word of a bus evacuating people from New Orleans that is overturned in Opelousas, Louisiana. One man was killed. With the latest on relief efforts, NPR's Philip Davis reports from Baton Rouge.
The thousands of hurricane victims in New Orleans woke up this morning to yet one more ominous portent. A thunderous explosion echoed through the city before dawn, sending a billowing cloud of smoke into the sky. The smoke and fire apparently came from a chemical depot near the rail yards. Though a few National Guard and police officers reportedly drove by the estimated 15,000 people gathered in front of the convention center, they did not stop. Talk radio was filled with callers saying they felt trapped inside their houses, afraid to go out. Hospitals reported running out of supplies. Don Smithberg is the CEO of Louisiana State University Hospitals. He described the desperate straits of doctors at New Orleans Charity Hospital.
Today is the day to complete this evacuation of our hospitals. My best information from staff inside our hospitals is that in some areas we are out of food and water. Some of my staff are giving each other intravenous nutrition because they are needing to be rehydrated. It has to happen today.
State Representative Karen Carter, who represents the French Quarter, made it to Baton Rouge today. She said other than fixing the levees, the city really only needed two things.
Buses and gas. There are people who are hungry and need water, but if you get them out, we can take care of that. If you don't get them out, they will die from disease, they will die from health issues, or they will die from other things that are going down there. It is World War, whatever you want to call it. Buses and gas.
And later in the day, officials said real progress was being made in closing off two major breaches in the levees that had flooded most of the city with water from Lake Pontchartrain. Cleo Allen is a spokeswoman for the Louisiana Department of Transportation.
The East Jefferson Levee District has completed construction of the access road on the levee from Old Hammond Highway South, and they are continuing to place sandbags. Additionally, the Orleans Levee District is working to seal off the London Canal at Lake Pontchartrain.
And finally, a top official of the National Guard said that more than 7,000 troops would be on the ground in New Orleans tomorrow, assisting local police and state National Guard in restoring order in a city that had grown increasingly lawless. Lieutenant General Stephen Bloom.
You're going to see capabilities growing with every hour, not every day. Each hour, it is quite gratifying to me to see the surge starting to work. And I realize that you're growing impatient, but I think you're going to see a dramatic change in the next few days.
Indeed, by late afternoon, a huge convoy of large military trucks carrying troops and desperately awaited water and food had started to roll through New Orleans. They were headed for the long-suffering folks at the convention center. Behind them was a flotilla of commercial buses that then peeled off to the Louisiana Superdome to transport many more hurricane victims to Texas and elsewhere. Long-promised help was finally on the way. Philip Davis, NPR News, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.